You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Consider the knife's edge. Slender, but lethal. The damage that...
Wait, what? This is the soap opera? Oh, okay. All right, just give me a beat to find it.
Welcome, listeners, to the first thrilling installment of As the Curtain Rises. You're about to meet a band of foolhardy professionals who still make their livings working in the American theater. Bobby Kearns and Kay Fields are partners in work and in life. After years of shows that lasted around 3 weeks but received rave reviews, go figure, their most recent show, The Last Cigar, swept the Tony Awards. What does that say? And now... they're almost ready with their next masterpiece. Oh, goody. But first, a few things are going to put a damper on their spirits. Starting with what puts a damper on most of our spirits. Social media. Uh-oh. I hear a tweet. It's gotta be the Broadway Disher. Talk about having your finger on the theatrical pulse. Love her.
Guys, I just heard that Kay and Bobby have finished writing an incredible new musical. Where do I sign in for my audition, Bernie? JK, hashtag offer only.
Let the games begin.
CAAA. The extra A is because we care. How may I direct your call?
Spare me. Why the hell can't I direct dial Charles with all the money I pay you people?
Oh, Mr. Jones, I am so sorry, sir. Charles is unreachable.
Isn't he the hell back yet? How long does dimpleplasty take?
There were complications.
Can't even have basic cosmetic surgery correctly. What's the name of that junior agent Charles just hired? Foxhole?
Fernsby. Certainly, sir. Just one moment.
Fernsby.
Fernsby. Steve Jones here. I want that musical.
What musical?
Don't you dare play games with me.
No, seriously, what musical? We have many prolific clients here at CAAA.
many is a stretch, as is prolific, Maxwell. Bobby and Kay. You know I'm talking about Bobby and Kay.
Who?
Cut the bullshit. I have first look.
First look at what?
The feeding frenzy is underway, but it's game over for you desperate producers. I hear mega producer Steve Jones has Kay and Bobby's show locked and loaded. Hashtag call me Steve.
You're good kid for what? A 12-year-old? But the show is mine. Check with Charles, you'll see.
Who is Steve Jones?
Hello?
Bobby, it's Steve. Wonderful to hear your voice. How is my favorite husband and wife writing team?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fine, Steve. Kay and I are both fine. What do you want?
So excited to hear about the new show. Eager to dive in and make all your dreams come true.
What? Wait, what? How,
Doesn't matter. I'm your man, Bobby.
My man for what?
I love your humility. Bobby, it's like your superpower.
Broadway Disher.
You should have told me first.
No, not happening. We're not ready to discuss the show yet. And anyway, when we are, you will not be our first call.
Bobby. I just want to say congrats, check in, and see if you two want to grab some dim sum with me this weekend.
Steve, you know, things didn't go so well on The Last Cigar.
Bobby, that was forever ago. We've all grown so much since then.
That was last spring.
And you and Kay won a Tony.
Yes, that was lovely, but we went through hell with you, Steve. Not sure it was worth it.
It's a new decade, Bobby. I'm feeling renewed and joyous.
This is the year of the rat, Steve. Goodbye.
CAAA. The extra A is because we care. How may I direct your call?
Maxwell Fernsby, please. This is Bobby Kearns.
Certainly, sir. Just one moment.
It's Fernsby.
It's Bobby Kearns. Of Kay and Bobby. What the hell, Maxwell?
Ah, yeah, right. Okay. Hello, Mr. Kearns.
Jesus. Maxwell. You can call me Bobby.
Excellent. Hi, Bobby. I just had the weirdest call about you. Some guy named Steve Joe.
Don't speak his name. Okay, Maxwell, I know you just stepped into some big shoes, and you're still very junior, but even your intern knows that Steve Jones is Broadway's biggest ogre producer.
Got the ogre part clearly, sir.
He just called me, too. Somehow he's heard about the new musical Kay and I have been working on, and for some reason, he thinks he's going to produce it.
That's exciting!
No, it's really not. Not at all. Look, Maxwell, you're a great guy, and we love that reservation that you snagged for us at Restora, but I ask this with only kindness and respect in my heart. Why the fuck didn't you neutralize Steve?
I'm so sorry, sir. I didn't know what to say. Steve was so loud, and it's only my third week, and I never have to deal with the clients like that. Charles handles all that delicate situations. I'm just here to handhold and cheer for people. That man is scary.
Yeah, he is, Maxwell. Don't worry about it. When is Charles back?
Oh, you didn't hear? After the dimples cratered, gangrene set in. Yeah, he's in observation.
Well, I don't know why he needed bigger dimples. The man hasn't smiled since Two Gentlemen of Verona beat Follies at the Tonys.
I really can't say, sir.
Okay, just try to keep Steve off our backs, Maxwell.
Will do. What's the new show about anyway?
Don't faint. It's Avatar. Hashtag not kidding. Hashtag home run. Hashtag Navi for life.
Don't answer that, Bobby. This is a nightmare.
Okay, babe, I have to. It's Cheryl. Better to keep the peace.
No, babe, we're not ready to talk to anyone, let alone producers. Remember our plan?
Just say hello and tell her we'll reach out when we're ready.
Oh, fine. Hello, Cheryl.
Kay, darling. Congrats on the show.
Cheryl, we're not ready to talk to any producers. Not even you.
I've got a theater. You'll never believe which one.
What?
A theater? For what?
For Avatar.
What?
A theater?
Cheryl, how did you...
She's got a theater? What theater?
It's the Mark Hellinger, Kay. The Hellinger? The theater that's been out of commission for over 30 years?
You got the Times Square Church to rent you the Mark Hellinger?
What? The Hellinger? Oh my God. I love the Hellinger. Oh, those murals. The lobby.
No one's even seen a script, Cheryl. How can you have a theater?
It's track record, baby. That Best Musical Tony last year. You're in the club, kids. Sure, none of your shows have exactly been profitable, but you can blame your producer for that. How could you ever recoup with his PR budget?
Thank you?
You don't want Steve Jones. Life is way too short. Or so tonight. Let's make this official.
You're so wonderful, Cheryl, but we have a plan.
Wait. Come on, let's think about this. I mean, it's the Hellinger, for heaven's sake.
We're not ready to commit to anyone or anything.
Kay, I was there for you and Bobby on your 5-hour musical adaptation of Middlemarch.
You canceled the Broadway run after La Jolla.
But I was there before we realized no one cared. Can you put Bobby on?
Hi, Cheryl. You're on speaker. Do you really have the Hellinger?
Yes, I do. 100% confirmed.
We're not ready yet. We want this one to be different.
So I should tell God and the Times Square Church no thank you?
No. No. Cheryl, we just need a little time. Just a few days, okay?
Sardis, noon, Friday. That gives you 3 days. You don't want to blow this. See you then.
This is not the plan.
No, babe, I know it's not, but I love the Hellinger, the home of My Fair Lady. on a clear day.
Yeah, and Legs Diamond.
Fantastic. And the drama behind the curtain doesn't stop there. Self-obsessed Broadway diva extreme Emma Olivia Caron means box office gold most of the time. But fasten your seatbelts and buy up ibuprofen in bulk. Have I got stories?
Who the hell is this? I'm a fucking millennial. I don't do phone.
It's Steve. And you talk to me like that again, and I'll make sure you can't even get a Cars for Cash commercial.
Sorry. I'm on a juice fast, and I'm cranky. What's up?
I'm just calling to make all your dreams come true. Bobby and Kay have a new musical with a juicy part for a young, cranky diva.
OMG, how do you know this and I don't?
The Broadway disher and Riedel's out with it.
The one day I decide to do a social media cleanse, I swear to Christ. Avatar? Oh, Steve, I look so good in blue. If you don't get me that role, I'll tell everyone you're straight.
You wouldn't dare.
You're so funny, Steve. Bye.
It's Jordan Roth calling. I have just heard maybe the best news of my entire life. Avatar the musical? Are you kidding me? This is, of course, so my show. When we meet next, I'll tell you my Tree of Souls story and my Navi expertise. But suffice to say, I already have my blue opening night extravaganza outfit in the works. So you tell me when. Much love. Bye.
Don't answer it, Bobby.
We can't hide. I'll make him go away. Go away, Steve.
I've got Emma Olivia and Audrey Jamson Theater.
Steve's got Emma Olivia and Audrey Jamson Theater.
Shit. Give me the phone. That is great news, Steve, but we are just not ready for this yet.
You're seriously debating whether or not this generation's Gwen Verdon is good enough for your show? She has more Tony Awards than Audra. Okay, maybe that's a slight exaggeration, but ultimately that will be an accurate statement. Not to mention the backing of a magnificent theater empire. Jordan already has his opening night outfit figured out.
Emma Olivia, I love her. And those two jams and theaters are incredible.
We don't even have a role for Emma Olivia.
We do now.
Just...
I've got this. Steve? Steve? If we were ever to consider working with you again, there would need to be crystal clear parameters.
Of course, Bobby, of course. We can discuss all that.
Okay, meet us Friday at Sardi's. Noon.
Noon.
What did you just do? What?
Babe. Don't kill me.
What?
Emma Olivia is the dream.
The dream for what? Our youngest female is a middle-aged mom.
Does she have to be middle-aged?
Bobby.
Okay. All right. So we write a role for her.
What role? What are you talking about?
We can just rethink.
The entire script? Are you crazy?
Babe, you're crazy. She sells tickets. And she can act.
She's a total diva.
Well, but worth it, right?
Bobby, it is never worth it.
Well, what if we try to get Emma Olivia without Steve?
No, you know how these things work, Bobby. She won back-to-back Tonys because Steve plastered Times Square and the New York Times with her face. Not to mention the Bahamas boondoggle weekend for Tony voters.
Wait. Would we get to go to the Bahamas?
Yes, I think they bring down the creative teams.
Oh, I haven't had envy-invoking tan lines in years.
Or ever. And you want us to say no to Cheryl and the Hellinger so you can get a tan?
No. Of course not. I mean, well, I not really. But come on, babe. There's got to be a way, babe. Come on, babe.
Bobby, don't look at me like that.
Come on. Babe. And don't you want to see what magnificent blue outfit Jordan Roth wears to our opening night?
All right. Okay, all right. Okay, I have an idea.
I knew you would. I get a tan and the Hellinger.
This is going to age me.
And me. What are these people thinking? I'm on the edge of my seat and can't wait until Friday. Let's time travel to Sardi's right now. I've got to see this.
Sergey, we have both Cheryl Phillips and Steve Jones joining us today at Sardi's.
make sure you bring their Sardi's caricatures out of storage and hang them on the main room wall. But keep them far apart. We're still finding bits of glass in the carpet from last time. Ah, Miss Phillips, welcome to Sardi's. Your luncheon companions are already seated at the CAAA table.
Oh, is Charles back?
No, not yet. I believe Maxwell Fernsby is hosting.
Randolph, really? The CAAA table with such a junior agent?
Yes, but Mr. Fernsby insisted. He can be very...
persuasive?
Pathetic, ma'am.
That he can be. Well, Randolph, it's a very special day, so I'm going to need champagne at the table.
That's wonderful, of course, right away.
Oh, it's so great to see you all.
Cheryl.
Okay. Hi, Cheryl. Bobby.
You've done it again.
Well, not yet.
Maxwell, are you kidding? The whole town is buzzing nonstop. It's going to be huge. If we put tickets on sale for the first 6 months tomorrow, premium seats, we'd be sold out in hours.
Well, that might be a tad optimistic, but your confidence in us is appreciated.
Right, Bobby. Look, this one's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bobby and I, we need time to develop the story. We really want to start slow. A 29-hour, a two-week lab, and out of town for sure.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. The long road to Broadway is often so vital for a show. See what you've got. Refine, rework, refine, rework. We certainly found that out with Middlemarch. Oh, but this one's different. You can open tomorrow, whatever. And it would be unstoppable.
But...
yeah. Don't forget, I have a theater.
Right this way, sir.
Kay, Bobby, Maxwell, Cheryl, what the hell are you doing here?
Voldemort, you gotta be kidding.
Look, we've got history with both of you. Some good, some... Steve. Cheryl, you've got the Hellinger. Steve, you've got Emma Olivia and the New York Times in your pocket. Let's all join forces.
The Hellinger? I can top that. I can get Wicked moved to the Barrymore.
Really?
You need 1,800 seats. This show has my name on it.
Well, we were actually thinking a more intimate theater makes sense.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Maxwell, do your thing.
Yeah, seriously, time to step up into those agent shoes.
I've been meaning to go shopping.
No, Maxwell, it's an expression.
Oh, okay. Steve, Cheryl, it's now or never. All for one and one for all, or don't bother eating lunch.
How dare you?
I brought my favorite signing pen. It's from the original production of Legally Blonde, the courtroom scene. And look, it even writes in pink ink.
Damn it.
This is so very low.
Well, we learn from the best.
Give me that contract.
Yay! That was my first contract. Should I go ahead and order some apps?
Fine.
All right, let's get to work. Of course you have the film rights cleared, right?
What? Film rights?
To Avatar.
Well, why would we do that?
The movie. You've got to clear the rights. Day one business.
No, we don't need the rights.
Yeah, you do, Bobby. Not good. But I can make some calls. Check in with James Cameron.
Wait.
Yeah. Whoa,
doesn't have anything to do with the film Avatar. It's about avatars. You know, characters in video games.
Yeah.
I believe congratulations are in order.
Hear that, Bobby?
What?
That's the sound of your career's ending.
Can Bobby and Kay pull this off? Will Cheryl and Steve survive one another till opening night? Will Charles's gangrene resolve itself in time for episode 2? Will James Cameron find out an Avatar musical is in the works? Will the Hellinger rise again? Will we ever hear from Sergei? Do you think there's any champagne left? And just what apps did Maxwell Fernsby order? Join us next week for answers to some or none of these questions on the second episode of As the Curtain Rises. Thank you from the bottom of our cold hearts for listening to As the Curtain Rises. A gargantuan thanks to our brilliant cast. James Monroe Iglehart as producer Steve Jones. Lilius White as producer Cheryl Phillips. Ashley Park as book writer lyricist Kay Fields. Michael Urie as composer Bobby Kearns. Sarah Stiles as diva Emma Olivia. George Salazar as Agent Maxwell Fernsby in the bathroom. Leslie Margarita as the Broadway Disher. Ilana Levine as the CAAA receptionist. Jacob Smith as Randolph. And me, the incredible two-time Tony Award loser, Alex Brightman as the narrator! Also, huge, gigantic, stupendous thanks to our phone message leavers, Jordan Roth, written by Dori Berenstein and Mark Peikert. Directed by Dori Berenstein. Music, sound editing, and design by Bart Fassbender. Avatar music by Matthew Sklar. Sound engineering by Alan Seals. Banshee wrangling by the wonderful Bill Berlone. Produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, and the Broadway Podcast Network. Executive produced by Liz Armstrong. And absolutely everything else by our extraordinary BPN team. Brittany Bigelow, Joanna Nikolova, Katie Rosen, Cindy Schatz, and Beatriz Westby. As the Curtain Rises was created and recorded entirely in quarantine. This Broadway soap opera celebrates and supports the Actors Fund and the BPN Frontline Worker Initiative, which you can find at bpn.fm/frontlineworkers. That's bpn.fm/frontlineworkers. And finally, a very special thanks to our producing partner, Liz Armstrong, for your extraordinary support and inspiration. Bye-bye! As the Curtain Rises through the Sound and Light Initiative is a sponsored project of the Gotham's Fiscal Sponsorship Program.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.